Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The way that they sell you is that you can see the actual hairs on, if you zoom in, on your pet. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, Carla's becoming an esthetician. She actually might use that mode on some of her waxing stuff.
To figure out which hair she needs to remove.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. By the way, she's been giving me some of the details on that. On the bikini wax, which you know, part of her training.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. You know they come in from behind sometimes?
The hairs?
You know what I mean? That's not the hairs.
That's funny. That is hilarious, actually. How do I figure out which one is a Broadway show and which one is a Rube show?
I think this is a Rube show.
Well, then I'm not going to that.
I think Sheer Madness sponsors It's Academic. That's the level that you're at. That every contestant on It's Academic gets tickets to Sheer Madness and a $10 giant gift card.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, how many times in the time we've been working together have I said that I'll stay away from something as we're having our little pre-show discussion?
Yes.
And then in the seconds, the nanoseconds between our finishing our discussion and then say, I changed the rules. I have to talk about Adrian again. I don't know why, but I mean, it's
just...
You
weren't asked not to talk about it. You said, hey, guys, what do you think? And we're like,
Adrian has reached out. And messed up the show a couple of times.
Again.
Yesterday with Rob and Pony doing the dance of trying to find the hotel he was at, and then not getting through, and then Adrian not responding to us. And so I want to just be clear that both Rob and Oscar could not have been clearer to me when they said to me that don't involve him in any way with the show. Mm-hmm. It will result in disaster. Oscar shared an anecdote about painting that I think will be very, very good for our listeners to hear. He was supposed to paint. He supposed to paint?
In the early inception of Podcast Village, look, Diego, he's still a friend.
Sure.
But I would say, hey, do you want to pick up some hours? We'll pay you.
Help you out.
I'm going to be here painting. Other people will be here painting. What about painting this? And he'd say yes. And then I would leave to go toil with something else. And I'd come back. And the baseboards, which are, you know, wood and brown. Yeah. The molding of any room. But especially in an office. You can't really mess that up. Because then someone else has to come move into the office once you leave.
Was he painting the baseboards?
The way he was taping the baseboards. Taping them
out. To prevent the paint from the wall from getting on the baseboard.
Yes. The tape that he was actually taping was from the top of the baseboard to the wall. So not even the baseboard, just a gap between the baseboard and the wall. So he could
let me see if I've got this clear. What I think you're saying.
So it wasn't on the baseboard.
The baseboard.
Oh, my God.
So he took and he just put tape on the baseboard to
A Pinterest project, if you wanted a stripe above the baseboard.
Yes.
He didn't actually protect the baseboard. He protected right up to the baseboard. So the tape ran along the top of the baseboard, not protecting it. In other words, the entire taping process was useless. Instead of preventing paint from going on the baseboard, it was preventing tape from going on the paint from
on
going
the wall,
on the wall.
On the wall.
On the wall.
On the wall.
Why did he put tape on the wall?
So that's what I'm saying, that as a friend, he's a great person. As an employee or a doer, he's confused.
Yeah.
So he just does crazy things. And then yesterday, when we tried to reach him, it really slowed the show down.
Yes.
And it was really, really frustrating. Then we called his hotel, where it rang like 14 times.
Right.
Before somebody picked it up.
This is also not his fault. It's the same guy who took the shuttle for the airport. Got a flat tire and then just left the shuttle and went back to the hotel. And they said,
wait, you said flat tire because this is the magic of Adrian. I'm still, lingering on the painting story.
Okay.
Because it's so dumb, I don't understand it.
Right. It's
so
hard to.
Let's revisit. Okay. I just don't get it.
Okay.
You asked him to paint the wall.
Yes.
Correct?
Right, let me do this visually.
How about this?
Let me try this visually.
I don't know. I want to ask my question.
All right. Okay. All right.
Before you do that, because you'll confuse me more.
I'm here.
So when you do a project, if, for example, you're painting just the baseboards, you put tape right along the seam of the baseboards, covering every inch of the wall, and then you paint the baseboard.
Yes.
If you're going to paint the wall, you put tape all completely covering the baseboards, and you tape it right over the seam so that the wall paint goes all the way down. Are you telling me that when he put the tape on the baseboards, he went like an inch up the wall?
He went an inch up the wall. And did not cover the baseboards. Mm.
So you get baseboard color, new wall color, old wall color.
And a stripe.
Now I
get it. God forbid you drip onto the baseboard.
Because it's not protected.
It's not protected.
It's not protected. And you said yesterday.
Completely now.
Yes. Either you or Oscar just said that yesterday the slowing down of the show was not Adrian's fault because he wasn't there to answer the phone. But I'd like to offer a counterpoint.
Right.
I'd say that everything he touches becomes cancerous. And the very fact that we were trying to call him was his fault.
And it affected you personally. And
yes.
Taking it personally. And there were many other instances.
And we all turned on each other. We turned on each other. And
we did. We turned. We're kind of almost doing it now.
The shuttle.
Almost.
For the wonderful Hilton Hotels. Conrad Hilton's shuttle to Dulles Airport.
Who got a flat.
It got a flat because sometimes Adrian will actually drive the shuttle as well to pick up some clients.
All they have to do, Mike, is put blocks on the pedals.
So,
all right.
he gets a flat tire.
Right.
He gets back to work and they ask him, "Hey, where's the shuttle?" He goes, "Oh, it's on the side of the road. I got a flat tire." And then they're like, "Well, why wouldn't you just call the tow truck to come pick up the shuttle you just left on the side of the road to make sure everything's okay? Then you can get a ride back to the hotel." He goes, "Oh, I didn't know you could do that. I figured
walk?"
No, he just took an Uber or a Lyft back to the hotel and told his manager, "Hey, the shuttle, it's on
there.
The side of the road."
Completely abdicating any real responsibility.
Yes.
And when the shuttle got the tire flat, he chose not to call the hotel.
Yeah, he didn't bother telling the hotel until he got to the hotel, them thinking that he's bringing back passengers, and they're like, "No, he just brought
because
himself
that's
back."
The way, that's
and
the
if
way
I am not think. Mistaken, the second page of that story is that not only did he abandon the shuttle van, but he drove a long time on the flat doing damage to the wheel.
As a person, a good person, as a doer,
I have always had esteem.
I have
for
a
the
question
lad.
Mark.
Nice guy.
I like him an awful lot. Now, what you said that he surfaced on the fan club last
yeah.
night, but did we not leave him a message last week?
We did. Mm-hmm. We did.
So what did he say on the fan club?
The exchange that I witnessed yesterday, roughly around 11 p.m., was listeners asking where he was. Someone saying that he was going to go to the hotel to make sure he's alive.
Mm.
He surfaces. I see his name pop up. He says, Yeah, I work 311. It's like the dream shift. He's speaking in riddles, but nothing. And then people are saying you should probably call the show for the greater good of the show.
Right.
The guys miss you, but
did he respond?
He never responds to that.
God damn it.
Now there could be a larger look. There could be a bigger issue at play.
Mm.
Like what? Now you know him better than anybody. You saying he might
true.
Be
this
mad
is
at
this is unfortunate.
He spent a lot of time under your wing and tutelage.
Yes. Well, now once. Eventually, you got to break up with people.
Yeah, but he did spend some time
he
there.
He did, because that's all I had. Once,
then you got a dog.
Mike, imagine if you're Adrian and you've been here for 5 years and you lived and loved and breathed the show.
Right.
And then you have a crop of interns, and timing is everything, a lot of luck as well.
Sure.
Like a Dahlia, a Maddie, that are competent. Have drive in life.
Allison.
Have
see,
no
I,
excuses.
If he's listening to you
yes,
right now,
yes.
I really don't see him wanting to reconnect because you're savaging him, really. I mean, and I understand. By the way, I'm not saying you're not allowed to savage. I savage all the time. I savage the pet store this week. But I understand. He might be. Do you think he's mad? You seem to be more passionate than we are about me. It's just kind of a throwaway.
These are absolutes.
You work with him every day.
These are basically numbers. What happened was this: when we had Adrian, we gave him, we afforded him tasks. And what you should also know is that I afforded him tasks outside of our world.
Right.
To just, hey, you want to help out, make some extra cash? Let's do this. Now.
Highly skilled labor,
by the
Mike.
Way, the fan club has gone nuts about Adrian.
Of course.
Of course, because it's somewhat negative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's what it is. Yeah. So if I'm in his shoes and I see all these go-getters running through here and a possible business opportunity, who knows, could have failed, could have thrived.
Sure.
No one knows. And they're getting part-time jobs or full-time jobs. If I'm him, I may have my feelings hurt thinking that I would be next up to bat. The problem is,
you think there's a chance of that from your conversations with him?
This is an honest assessment where, and for me, to him, I would say is that you got to swing the bat in order to know you want to actually be in the game, you know?
Right.
So the days that he would completely forget that he has to come in, or he would not show up.
Oh, that's handsome. Isn't that nice?
Or he would send us pictures of his flat tire in his driveway that looked like it had been flat for months.
He's got a great set of teeth, doesn't he?
Does not add up to say, man, can't wait to give this guy a full-time job.
That's right.
So he can make all of us look bad because we've brought him on.
Yeah, we'll bring him on full-time. Just hope he shows up.
Yeah, Jim Amato put a big post up on the fan club with the 800 number, the 888 number.
Now, if he came in and he said, hey, man, you're absolutely right. I'm self-aware enough to know that I've disappointed you guys enough times, even off the air, no shtick.
Right.
I've turned my life around. Can I get a shot? I'd give him a shot.
Do you hear how personal it is with him? Okay, for me, it's just I don't need any of that. All right? I just like, because he was funny on the show, to have him drop by, hear about his life, then, you know,
we'll
see you after the new year. Was it funny for us
when, and again, I go back to that best of,
yes.
When I get a hot call from Mike saying, what the F are you doing up there? Why the F did that get on the air? And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, at that particular...
It's like it was like Christmas Eve.
You don't need to put your hands in
that
position.
It's like Christmas Eve when I get that call.
Because I completely understand.
Yeah.
I understand. I throw things like that away. If I remember. But obviously you don't, because you're on the receiving end of me going nuts when the show was completely screwed up.
It's warranted. You're absolutely right. But what I like to do is remove the weak link in the chain. That's what I like to do. So we said to him, and this is when he started leaving us. It wasn't us, Diego. It was you. We said to Pony, you can't trust him. Every time you trust him with a project, he forgets something. He uploads the wrong file.
Right, I get it. And in fairness to Adrian, it happens with everybody. But hence even the Tony Perkins show remaining on our website for like 9 months longer than it needed to.
But even when stuff, Adrian succeeded.
Tony Perkins back on television, by the way. Put the link back up.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
9 in the morning. Yeah, Channel 9 in the morning.
Channel 9, WUSA.
Is he not doing the radio show?
No, he's doing the radio show, too.
Mike, as they say, double dipping.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, based on everything I knew about Tony, I'm surprised he popped back on TV. What time of the morning is he on?
I think it's 7 o'clock.
He's going to be on with NEU. That real big...
On Channel 5 again?
No,
nine.
Channel 9. NEU's on
Channel
9 now.
He's on Channel 9 now. Yeah. Ooh. Somebody got a big suitcase.
Yeah.
I think that's what that is.
Yeah, put the link back up, Pony.
Is he working with Donnie now?
In the afternoons.
He'll do the morning show, and then he'll go and work with Donnie in the afternoon.
Oh, okay. Hey, Donnie, make some plans. Anyway, no. No, I'm sorry. I know. I mean, that's a tough schedule for a guy.
It is.
To get up and do that at, you know, I mean, this is.
Not Tony's, if you love what you do, Mike.
I love what I do, but you at this particular time, you start to wind down.
Mike, if you want to have your job,
Oscar, I want to have a podcast village empire I want to be.
Yeah,
I want this. I want podcast village to be Outback Steakhouse
with Adrian.
Without Adrian.
Oh no, no, I take him.
You know, Adrian's on Channel 9 in the mornings now too.
You know that Charlie Burney loves Adrian. Loves.
Yeah, true.
He's lovable, and he and Dan O'Brien were like the two lovable interns. They really were.
But
Cut from different cloth. They both had their strong points. They both had their weak points. But I'm going to tell you this. With Adrian, the fact that he has completely ignored You, Oscar Santana, and hasn't put one phone call into you. That makes me unhappy. I'm very, very frustrated. Can you offer any insight on this, Rob?
I feel that with Adrian, even his greatest successes were failures. For example, when he went to cover that music festival,
yes.
The fact that he ruined his laptop because he got in a small tent.
He bought a kid's tent that wasn't waterproof.
Exactly. That is an absolute abortion of a segment that was magnificent because it really pointed out what he is.
Right.
But the problem is you can, that is a limited spice that one can use when cooking is the fact that you know it's going to go wrong.
Right.
And as we remove stuff from
him.
Just give
me the last word.
All right.
Call him up on his regular phone, his cell phone.
Okay.
I will leave him one last message.
I love it. Pony's on it.
I will leave him one last message, and we will.
Can you give us a preview of the tone of the message?
Maybe we can coach you through this.
I'm to be honest with you, this was last week. We called him yesterday. He's aware if he's on the fan club that we want him to be on the show. So, you know, but I think I get it. I understand. He still sleeps like a teenager sleeps.
Right.
Right? That that long, long sleep.
He basically does afternoon drive.
You on Donnie's show?
No, but he has an afternoon drive shift for life.
3 to 11.
He works 3 p.m. to 11 p.m.?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And he's well-liked. Remember, he won a crock pot not 2 years ago.
Employee of the year.
That's right.
Very good. It's just 3 days now in the last 2 weeks we featured him on the show without him being around. We don't like being ignored, Dan. We really don't.
9:40. Yeah. I hope he answers.
No. Yeah, it's past 3 o'clock, you know. Yeah, he sleeps till probably 2.
Yeah. Do you know who was drive? Tony Perkins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tony's doing television right now. Yeah. Late
right now.
The afternoon.
Please leave your message for 5-9-3-5-4.
Hi, Adrian. It's Mike calling you again. Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show. We would love to hear from you on the show because we've missed you terribly. And we'd like to know what's going on in your life. And I'll be honest with you, I think you're aware that we've been trying to get in touch with you, and we're getting a little paranoid. So if you could at least float Oscar a call and let him know. And by the way, if you don't want to have anything to do with us, that's okay too. But what we're trying to do right now is track you down. You have no obligation to this show, none whatsoever. But you know, we had some good times, Adrian, and this is Mike O'Mara personally asking you to call the show and get on the show, preferably tomorrow. Our number is 888-920-MORE, but that's, again, the Yak Shack. But would he get through if he got that number? Would that be it?
Call Oscar, if that happens.
I always have my phone, Mike. You know
call that. Oscar.
We have a hotline number we can give you.
Yes. I have
and
not
by the
blocked
way, you're probably sleeping right now, okay? So when you get done with your shift, I don't think it's a really good idea to spend 10 hours on some video screen and get to bed at 5 o'clock in the morning. Start living in the land of the living.
You can also call me tonight, and then we can set up a schedule to call tomorrow.
Call Oscar, Adrian. Call Oscar.
Call me.
And if you want to tell him to go scratch, your name will never be mentioned on the Mike O'Mara Show. If you want to come back on, we would love to have you because we miss you. I miss you.
Miss
you. I'd like to know what's going on in your life. Will you call us for the love of God? Thank you. I'm sorry I yelled. Bye. All right, there we go.
That was a vintage Mike O'Mara.
That was good.
Yeah, it was all over the place.
There was lots of tone there. Yeah,
it was all over the place because, you know, I don't like to be ignored. I'm the same way in my own personal life.
Yeah.
If Mrs. O'Mara and I, thank God we don't butt heads the way we used to, but when she wanted to freeze me out, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk. By the way, most men have that situation where I don't want to talk about it. That you want to drive your husband nuts. You want to get your way.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it. What do you mean you don't want to talk about it?
Everything's fine.
I'm the I don't want to talk about it guy in our relationship.
Anyway, you're not normal. But anyway, I mean, that's the way.
Well,
no,
I don't want to talk about it at midnight. I want to go to bed.
Yeah, so are you cut out? Maybe it's generational.
It might be.
Because I draw comparisons between you and Carla all the time.
Yeah.
Are you the kind of person that can
both
have...
Both beautiful.
And Rob's probably the same as you in this regard. Can you have like a disagreement or some sort of conflict in the relationship and you can shut the light off and drift blissfully off to sleep without things being resolved?
All the time.
I am incapable of that.
Mm. I can't either.
Incapable of that.
And the thing that drives me the most crazy in the rare instance that something is wrong, is if I will know something is wrong, and I will say, what's wrong?
And she's like, oh, nothing. It's fine. 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 Because I know she's holding the card until she is ready to discuss it, which is not fair.
I got it earlier in the year. I got a little taste of that. I think it took an awful lot to get her to communicate with me. So I understand. But I think that's the way it normally goes.
Yeah.
But I guess the roles are reversed. But is Shannon someone that can also just let it go? And when you've really pissed her off, does she like turn in?
I agree that if I was in both your shoes, that would bother me and I would have to figure out what is wrong, because I think as men, we're fixers. Women have a different, approach to how they want to deal with a problem. My situation is if I walk in, let's say last night at 11 p.m. from Big O and Duke's,
yes,
and she says, it gives me the laundry list of things we need to do tomorrow at the office, I said, I would rather like to talk about that after we're done with the show, not right now.
That's a little different, right? I'm talking
about
knockdown drag out.
Mike, when I speak and I make my point, my wife listens.
That's because you in your relationship are the equivalent of a velociraptor. That's basically it. That's it. So anyway, well, we got a little insight into Adrian and our personal relationships.
Sure.
Everything is right with the world, and now we can start the show, Rob Spiewak.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So, my maids and I will not be involved in the preparations.
You mean during the stay, you'll be the butler and...
Excuse me, I am not a butler. I am the king's page of the backstairs.
So our staff has nothing to do?
I'm sure they can be useful.
But how can they eat and get dressed at Raby Castle if the chef and the valet and the maid are all here?
We have two of each. The principal valet and the principal dresser will arrive in advance of their majesties, who bring an equerry, a lady-in-waiting, two detectives and two chauffeurs. The other chef goes from Raby to Harwood, four footmen go with him and the other four come here. Do you all understand me?
My lady, please come in. This is an honor.
I don't want to be a nuisance, but I need your help, Carson. Barrow just isn't up to the task.
My lady?
He won't clean the silver, or he won't let Andrew clean it.
What?
He says the page of the thingamy will choose which pieces to use.
I see.
The truth is, he's in a sort of trance. Won't you help me? I feel I'm pushing a rock uphill.
I'll be there in the morning, my lady. Don't you worry.
You're a treasure, Carson. That's all there is to say. I'll see myself out.
You could never refuse her anything.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
I just like the beginning of that.
Oh, okay. when you stop at cold and we are connected via internet.
I understand.
It's not a great thing.
I know. Just like that song. One of my favorites, believe it or not. It was great when you played it on the top of Cadillac Mountain. You drunk. Anyway, live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're delighted to have you with us from Redovi, North. Bob was still drunk.
I'm better now.
Redothi, North Carolina, Bug Tussle, Texas, Pee-wee, West Virginia, Exeter, New Hampshire, Frogstown, Pennsylvania, Zurich, Switzerland. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by our Fruitcake Futures. Look at you. For years, you were the darling of the Broadway stage. Now you're at the Kennedy Center. Hoo-ha! Music by Lord Andrew Weber and words by a fellow called T.S. Eliot.
Nice.
Yeah! The entire Jellicle tribe. Prancing around the stage, singing, dancing, and wearing very theatrical makeup. Lots of fur. Certainly someone as fabulous as you could bend the rules and buy a TMOS fruitcake after the deadline, right? Wrong! Monkestrap. You're denied. And you know why? Because you're not special. Me, ouch. I don't care if you're lazy Jenny Andots or patriarchal old Deuteronomy, shabby Grisabella, or the extravagant rum-tum tugger. There's nothing keen or notable about you. So, if you assume that we're going to let you order a TMOS signature fruitcake after the September 30th deadline, you'll have to wait 9 lives for that to happen, meow. No second chance, no exceptions. You're not special, you half-assed Garfield wannabe. Go to our website and buy as many as you can. MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the banner. So spend your money wisely. Rescue a fruitcake. Oh, and Grizabella dies in Act 2. Spoiler alert! Gary Krimble.
How dare you.
Lots and lots of Googling to write that spot.
Well, you spot on.
Thank
spot
you.
On.
Thank you. Jezebel. No, Jezebel. Yeah. What are they called? Jellicle.
Jellicle. That's not, right. Not Angelical.
No,
I thought
not
it was Angelical.
No.
Jellicle cats. Jellicle.
Yeah, you know what it. Is look at you.
Well, no,
you
but I mean, what does it mean? What does it
you're
mean?
You're a cat fan.
No, I'm not a cat fan. What I got from Jellicle. McCavity, Deuteronomy. What was it all? What was it all? It was
like
drop acid.
This is how I interpret it. And yes. I don't know who Andrew Lloyd Webber is, but apparently...
Timely bit. We're talking about a play that happened in 1920.
Mike, it was just the Kennedy Center. Short
I know
run,
it's still right? got to run right. because so, people because there's nothing being created anymore. That's why that show is
checks
still
are
running.
Being created for Lloyd Webber.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I thought this entire story was a redemption story. That,
right.
that some, it was like, have you ever seen Never Been Kissed?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, lived it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I thought the mangy cat was the not cool cat. Like the one that went up into space.
Grizabella.
Yeah, Grizabella. I thought that she was the one that wasn't as like as beautiful as the Jellicle cats.
Right.
And I thought they were going to bring her into the fold and then she was going to turn into a Jellicle cat. That's the way I interpreted it.
I think it's a
because
story.
Because Jellicles
of-
are and Jellicles do. Jellicles do and Jellicles would. Jellicles would and Jellicles can. Jellicles can and Jellicles do. Jesus Christ.
Mike.
What is that?
That right-
it's based on the poems of T.S. Eliot.
I understand.
Also,
all right, I get it.
Let me ask you this.
And a cat's got to die and Grizabella sings memories and dies.
End. I found my next show.
Oh, know what you're going to see?
Because I'm Broadway Oscar.
Can I guess what it
yes.
is? Is it Wicked?
No.
Darn it.
Oh, I would take my daughter to that.
How is that? Lots of green makeup, right?
Yeah. Maybe I'm not a big musical theater fan. Maybe I think I am. I performed in it.
Of course.
But anyway, you know, I did Gilbert and Sullivan.
We went to a show, like a review show on Broadway that we walked out on the second act because we disliked it that much. Remember that?
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that one.
It was like a musical review, and I it was so unimpressive. I don't even remember what strung it together. But at the second act, you said, you want to go get a drink? I said, yeah, more than anything.
That was the lure of alcohol.
Yeah.
More important.
I don't blame you guys.
So what's your show that you're going to go
Well, see? I think you can buy a Kennedy Center pass, and I was trying to figure out how to do that.
Like a fare card.
Yes. And I think the next show coming in is Sheer Madness.
Ugh, that's been around for a million
and
years.
And doesn't
too,
I think you know? Doesn't
I've
that,
never seen it.
Doesn't it have like a residence on the rooftop theater? I think it's there now.
What yeah, you, it might be there
well,
for
what
a
do
long
you mean?
Time.
I think it's been there
runs,
a long time.
It runs regularly.
How do I figure out which one is a Broadway show and which one is a Rube show?
I think this is a Rube show.
Well, then I'm not going to that.
I think Sheer Madness sponsors It's Academic. That's the level that you're at. That every contestant on It's Academic gets tickets to Sheer Madness and a $10 giant gift card. So maybe
right,
stay away from
Kennedy
Sheer Madness.
Center. I'm going to the Kennedy Center show.
I don't think anything come because that's the only thing I saw.
Yeah, did you check out other venues like the Warner?
I'm a Kennedy Center guy.
National Theater is very nice, Oscar.
Really?
Very nice.
Yeah, he's right. Okay, Sheer Madness is there. Footloose is there.
Oh,
that might
Jukebox
be good.
Musical.
Okay, is
you,
that...
You might enjoy that.
But has it... Has it been on Broadway?
Of course, they all start on Broadway.
Oh, I don't know this. Absolutely.
Don't you take the times?
I don't know.
It was all over Variety.
I was trying to.
Oh, Come From Away. That's supposed to be great.
Yeah,
see,
that's in December. That one's coming.
But
up.
Is that right. a musical or is that a straight
My
play?
My Fair Lady. Rob and I would be in the second row of My Fair Lady.
If you go to My Fair Lady, I will go to My Fair Lady.
Really?
Absolutely. I was in My Fair Lady in high school. It's one of my favorite musicals.
Okay, don't ruin it for me.
Oh, no, what we'll do is this. We'll see My Fair Lady, and then at the end, you have to guess which character I played.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think my prediction would be...
The answer is Eliza.
There's an outside shot that when you go to My Fair Lady, the theater might smell like urine. I just...
Why would you say that?
From the
just
audience,
a little long in the tooth.
From the audience or the stage?
Can I tell you that the cats, I guess that audience was the most international audience I've ever seen in one place?
Really?
Like, I kid like, you not.
Really? Like a UN type?
Like, they rolled in like five different embassies. I was like,
really?
This is America. Hmm. This is great.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
Because remember, a new generation, Mike, the immigrants.
Right.
Jesus Christ Superstar is coming in April.
Great score. Another Weber score, right?
Yeah, that's good. Bye Bye Birdie. Rob would love that.
Birdie, that's great. Yeah. That's a parody of when Elvis went into the army. It's a great song.
Really?
A lot of good songs in that, yeah.
Elvis songs?
Not Elvis and songs, then, but Conrad Birdie is based on Elvis.
Oh.
And then next June, Hamilton, the show.
Good
the
luck
show
getting a ticket for that.
Why,
sold out for days.
Why couldn't we go if it's the traveling cast?
Even the traveling cast is sold out.
They don't sell out.
You should take him to My Fair Lady.
I shall. When is it?
My
Christmas
Fair Lady,
time?
One of the great. Let's see. My Fair Lady is coming December 17th through January 19th.
And is that at the National or is that at Kennedy Center?
From Lincoln Center Theater comes Suspicious. Let me see where it is. Hold on. I'm going to look.
Let me ask you this question.
Right, yes.
When I was there. So and just
I don't know what theater it's
and
in.
Just to give
I'll
you
find
further,
it.
Big one.
Further
big
further thing. Background.
Mm-hmm.
The only times we'd ever go to the Kennedy Center when I was a kid and was when we went to go see The Flyover.
Right
as a friend.
You're actually using it as a balcony.
Yes. And when I was a kid, my dad hated watching us so much. When you had, take your kids to work day.
Right.
He would take us to work. He'd put me in somebody else's office, and I'd stare out the window watching the planes land at Reagan National.
Mm-hmm.
And then at lunch, he would walk me over to the Kennedy Center. We would have lunch at the cafeteria there.
Sure.
And then go upstairs to all the exhibits.
Mm-hmm.
How long would he leave you in the, in the office?
I would say roughly 3 to 4 hours.
Oh, my God, that is so sad.
But he was working.
Yeah, I know, but that's a long time. Just to sit in his office and do nothing?
I remember standing on the air conditioner that I would say maybe is...
The register.
Yeah.
Yeah, the register. I'd get up on it, put my little hands on the glass and look over and watch the planes land for hours.
Meanwhile, his feet are getting frostbite because they're right on the air conditioner. Icicles on his nose.
Wow. Were there any other employees that were floating around that might try to amuse you?
Probably some admin. No, they would say hi, and then they'd probably walk by like, that kid eats paint chips.
You know, I have a memory of a great memory with my dad, and this is a flatulence memory. And my dad worked at Aetna Life and Casualty in Hartford, Connecticut, and it was one of those big, old corporate buildings.
Right.
Massive. It was the corporate headquarters for Aetna Life and Casualty in the United States. And so it was this big building, and it was in the middle of a small city, Hartford, Connecticut,
right,
where my dad worked for 35 years, back and forth every day. And every year, they would have the Christmas party for the kids. Employees,
oh, that's
and,
yes,
the
really
employees'
nice.
Kids. And
that's
it was a
super
big
sweet.
Deal because we got to go into a theater and they'd have a headliner and they'd have movies and they'd show Tom and Jerry. You know, it's such a different world that I grew up because I wouldn't see Tom and Jerry unless I would go to this theater.
Yeah.
That's when they would run Tom and Jerry cartoons. And I fell in love with Tom and Jerry. And now my little guy who has access to 5 million cartoons,
right,
likes Tom and Jerry too. And this was how big this office building was. It had the guys on these big scooters, these robot scooters that clean the floors.
Oh, cool.
And they ran all up and down the hallways, and it was that huge.
Yeah.
And my father tooted walking down, and the guy on one of the scooters all the way down at the end of the hallway heard him. And he looked down at me, and we just cracked up for like the next 20 minutes.
Oh,
we laughed.
Funny.
I had
funny.
A lot of very funny little moments with my dad, but it was a really, really big deal. And then as I got older, and they would bring in for the employees, it was so huge, they'd bring in headliners, and my dad took me to see David Fry, the impressionist, which
really
kind of pushed me into becoming like an impressionist.
Because I know
I
he's
loved
not
watching him.
Nowadays, wow, he's not remembered as well as, say, a Rich Little or a John Biner.
No, he
but
did
he
Nixon.
Was the Nixon.
He was the
guy.
Nixon impersonator. And my dad,
like
loved
Phil Hartman,
him
was the Clinton impersonator.
Everyone who does Nixon essentially was doing David Fry's Nixon.
Wow.
That's really what it is.
And it was funny. And he just had it. He contorted his face to look like Nixon. And it was
great.
Hysterical.
Johnson too. He had a
and,
great Johnson.
You know, those are the memories and stuff like that. And by the way, my mom met my dad at this corporate headquarters.
And
They started. Yeah, they started day. They did. It's back. Really was kind of the company man. You know, yeah. You work for the. I sold my soul to the company store. Yeah. They controlled your life, and so they also had. Well, I've never told this story. I'll tell this story really briefly. We have a minute. My mom had lost her husband at the end of World War II. The war was over. He was a naval aviator, and he was still flying planes off the deck of an aircraft carrier. And he flew off an aircraft carrier, and the plane went into the drink.
Mm.
The Navy reported it as pilot error. His roommate from the academy, stationed on the same carrier, said absolutely not. The plane died as soon as he took off. It was engine failure, and he went into the drink. They never found him. She got that word shortly after World War II as a woman in her mid-20s. Imagine how devastating
that would have been. I always forget that he died after the war. He survived the war.
After it was over. The book on it was that they weren't maintaining the planes as well because the war had taken it out of them.
Sure.
And everybody was, you know, these big aircraft carriers after, you know, fighting in the South Pacific, it was just a time where more celebrating was probably going on than maintaining the airplanes, but we'll never really know the full story. But, a few years later, she comes back, the war's over, my dad's working there, they start dating, they fall in love, they decide they're going to get married. My mom has a second thoughts and a crisis because of losing her husband. Imagine what her head was like at that with PTSD and all this stuff going on. And they split. And they were apart for a while. But they were both involved in the employee show. They would have an employee show where, you know, they would do different programs for employees. And my mom and dad both were involved in it. And the story goes from my mom's lips. I'll show you the video someday. I recorded her telling the story that they're backstage and they hadn't seen each other. And they were both, I guess, racked by this. And my dad's coming down the stairs and my mom's going up the stairs backstage at this theater. They stop. He extends his arms. They hug. And it's just like Hollywood.
Was
that. And they ended up getting married, and I came along after that. So it's a very touching romantic story.
So show business is responsible for your life.
You know, what's interesting is when you hear, showbiz, when you hear about this, you realize that people didn't talk about it back then, but you were dealing with someone who was in the military, my father stationed over in the South Pacific, saw bloated bodies in battlefields after Japanese waves came through and flies, and saw a chaplain taking rising sun flags off the Japanese and putting them into a duffel bag. This was a chaplain in the military. Mm-hmm. War is totally effed up. It makes people do great. And I'm sure he was traumatized. She was traumatized. And the war probably just screwed them up. And then they found each other after that. And it's an interesting story.
But that's so cool.
But I remember the whole thing about taking your kids to work, and take your kid to work day doesn't exist because my kid is, you know, at school right now and he's two doors down.
So is Hartford,
that's basically it.
When you were growing up, was it almost like a steel town or like a Newport News for shipbuilding? Was everybody in that Hartford area, part of that company or not?
No, Hartford had a lot. It was known as the insurance capital of the world.
Right.
So you had all the big insurance companies.
When you drive through it right now, you see all the big buildings have big insurance companies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's still the insurance capital of the world. It's not what it used to be. No. The other big one in our town was Pratt & Whitney. And Pratt & Whitney made the aircraft engines. Was it. I mean, Pratt & Whitney made aircraft engines or parts for aircraft. And it was that was another shift that came. And, and thing is, there was no community. You're literally, the suburbs were right on top of the town. But it's an interesting story. And I remember my dad taking me to work.
Just quickly, I remember my father on Saturdays, we'd wake up and we were lucky if we got to go to McDonald's because that's when he would treat. Like we'd get some fast food on Saturdays.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I would say 50% of those Saturdays, we would go to work with my father because he would work on Saturdays as well. And he would be working with one of his colleagues. And I have a vivid memory of this is before we had cell phones or they were even available. And I'm not talking about the brick one you walk around in the 80s in Wall Street.
Right.
Satellite uplinks. And it would blow me away how they would build these satellite uplinks because they'd work internationally for public health. But we would do it on the plaza right next to the State Department. And I would be the little guy, the kid who would have to go across near the, I would say a block away so they could test out if it was working. But that's probably why I have this, like...
That's why your soul is full of gadgets.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's where you got your technological, you know, interests, where you love technical gadgets.
Because we were working with tech that was not supposed to work. Like, they were taking what was probably a military solution and using it for a humanitarian effort.
Right.
To see how you could talk to a village in the middle of Guatemala that just went through a terrible mudslide with no communications, and then communicate back to Bogota so they could actually see what type of aid was supposed to be brought through.
And you'll never forget that. That was a memory.
I'll never forget it.
And the technology, by the way, that later will be adopted by some of the foremost drug cartels
exactly.
in the world.
And you can thank your father for that.
By the way, we got a break. Speaking of technology, can you do me a favor? Do you have knowledge of this new iPhone, which used to be a big part of the show, but now we hardly notice it? You got a rundown?
Full rundown.
Got the three little cameras. They got their little cute little commercial with stuff coming out of some sort of sphincter
Bill Maher said that everyone saw they tried to shave with it.
Yeah, that was funny. We'll take a break. That was a great line, by the way. We'll take a break. Come back with more on The Mike O'Mara Show.
This fall is going to be memorable as The Mike O'Mara Show celebrates 10 years of comedy gold with...
You've Got Mail.
Your emails in the Tuesday mailbag.
Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
A chance for you to express yourself in the Yak Shack. TMOS video on demand from YouTube and Instagram.
I'm going to help you win big.
The best football picks with Nikki Diamond and... TMOS Live 2019 in Las Vegas. Two nights, two different shows, and a million laughs. Keep up to date with everything happening at MikeOMaraShow.com as we celebrate a decade of laughter and fun.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lightstream. All right, during the break, I was asked by the technical wizards to balance out my video, something that... tell me how it looks now. Does it look better now?
If you were to hold a piece of white paper in front of your camera, you would benefit.
Like that?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, and count to three.
One, two, three.
Better.
Yeah!
Yeah! All right, sorry about that. Welcome back to the show. Hey, it's a fact. Refinancing your credit card balances can lower your interest rate and save you money, and you don't have to be a financial expert to do it. Right now, you can get a credit card consolidation loan from my friends at Lightstream with a rate as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. The average credit card interest rate is over 19% APR. You could be saving thousands of dollars in interest. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees. You can apply from your phone and even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. I love Lightstream, and I know you will too. Just for our listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount, but the only way to get this discount is go to lightstream.com/TMOS. Consolidating loans is the way to go, people. LIGHTSTREAM.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information, and I read that live.
Attaboy.
How many people in this business can do that? Read those little pesky disclaimers super fast like I do. Thank you.
Just you and Jim Bohannon, Mike.
Yes. What an incredible skill. It's going to serve me well in the world. I can read a live disclaimer fast. Yes, sirree. Not
read
really
it,
necessary.
Read it fast.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you know, 999% of the, or I should say 99.999% of podcast commercials are,
This is why we win.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly.
That makes me feel better. All right. So the commercial that's out there, I don't know why it annoys me. It probably does because I'm in a zone now where I feel like on football, watching a lot of football, that the only people that are getting commercials on football games are the big nebulas, you know, and the iPhone commercial just on and on and on with their space age music and they're super cool and throwing all sorts of stuff. And then the birthday cake landing on the iPhone. Everybody's seen that commercial
because
they bought a million of them. I will say that on an iPhone, outside of the ability not to butt dial, my other priority would be taking pictures of my kid.
Yeah.
And I see that this particular iPhone, it's not one, not two, but three different cameras on it, or camera lenses on it. And I know you are a man whose soul is full of gadgets, and you like to be first to get these
first.
Things. Are you purchasing that phone?
The answer is yes.
Is it part of that subscription plan you're in?
Well, that's a different story. Because as soon as the iPhone was announced, I saw it come down. I'm part of the lease your phone so you can get the new phone as soon as it comes out plan.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In the past, I would spend money that should have probably gone towards an oven to get the new phone that came out. And I said, there's got to be a smarter way.
Does the new iPhone have an oven?
Does not have an oven.
Oh, just checking.
I haven't heard the buzz that I've heard with
you're
previous.
Right. They
have an iPhone 11. They have an iPhone 11 Pro. The 11 has two lenses. The Pro has three lenses. Now, you wonder, well, what's a third lens? One of them gives you a telephoto lens. The other one gives you just a better quality picture. Now,
right there. I have to stop
you. They're teasing you, Mike. They're teasing you.
No, I thought the third lens could read minds.
Oh,
so bummed out about that.
But what is exciting is this, is that the pictures.
His PIN number is.
And I've gone to the store to actually preview this phone.
Hold
put my hands on it.
Yeah. By the way, is my camera setting, now that I white balance it, on the cadaver setting? I've got a bit of color in my face. Why do I feel like I'm gray today?
Patty? What's your take?
Maddie, what's happening?
Yeah.
Maddie, we're having an earthquake.
Oh my God.
Oh, my God. What's going on? I don't know. All right. Does it look all right, Maddie?
That seems a little better now. Maybe it just took an earthquake.
All right. Anyway, what is your upside? Your upside is that if you live and die by these pictures,
right,
and you want what I would say is a widescreen picture or telephoto lens, mm-hmm. or more options. They have a pet portrait mode, Mike, if you want to take pictures of Frankie. So he looks like he's an absolute model dog. Now they have that feature.
What's the difference between a pet portrait mode and a regular portrait mode? By the way, I've used the portrait mode and I like it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like it a lot. Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
the pet portrait mode is tuned in order to actually, I would say, compensate for how much a pet moves around. So
faster exposure, perhaps?
And you can, the way that they sell you is that you can see the actual hairs on, if you zoom in, on your pet. Pretty crazy.
Yeah. Carla's becoming an esthetician. She actually might use that mode on some of her waxing stuff.
To figure out which hair she needs to remove.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. By the way, she's been giving me some of the details on that. On the bikini wax, which is part of her training. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. You know, they come in from behind sometimes.
The
you
hairs?
Know what I mean? No, not the hairs.
That's funny. That is hilarious, actually.
Sneaky little buggers.
No.
So
get rid of the hair, they come in from
Yeah.
I always thought it would be best if it would be like the string on the top of a bag of dog food. If you just pulled it, they all came out. $40, please.
Yeah. Do you like the phone?
The pet portrait mode is still went to Brazilian wax mode.
I apologize. Let me get us back on track. You say that the difference between the 11 and the 11 Pro is two to three lenses, right?
What is
the third lens that makes it the Pro? What's the add-on?
The add-on is the telephoto lens, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, all right, so that gets you super close.
Bottom line is this. I read about this 2 weeks ago. I got excited. I went to the store. I said, upgrade me, please. I'm on this lease program.
Mm.
This is where they get you. Am I going to get this phone? Yes. I will get it in March of next year, because apparently I have to keep my phone
for
a full effing year before I can upgrade, which is in the fine print when I'm paying
a
premium.
It's more like 6 months. So it's half a year, because they come out with stuff every 6 months, so you can't get it right.
Yeah, but I was under the impression, if I go lease, baby.
So you're not going to have your new phone when we see My Fair Lady?
I'm not going to have it.
That sucks.
Are you going to get the iPhone 11 Pro or the iPhone 11 Pro Max?
Pro Max, Mike. Pro Max.
Oh, what's the Pro Max?
Big one. Do you know what that retails for?
I don't need to know, because I'm leasing.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
I'll guess the Pro Max, that's the top Magilla. I will say that is $1,899.
$1,099.
Whoa!
It's an expensive phone. But
cheaper than a puppy.
But Mike, I lease them.
But you need one to take pictures of the puppy.
Now, mm-hmm. As far as the pictures are concerned, I don't know if anybody listening in our audience outside of photographers really use all those modes.
Mm-hmm.
I know that most people now use portrait mode if they have that, or they actually use their camera over any other, I guess, DSLR, because DSLRs, you got to walk around.
Sure, it's an extra thing.
But it's not the same. I would say that if you have an iPhone 7, upgrade to the 11. If you've got an iPhone X, it may not be worth your upgrade. It just may not be worth it.
Well, I'm not going to do it because but I hate this phone.
What do you have?
I hate my phone. I have the iPhone X.
Okay.
I have the iPhone X Max, and I'm not going to
be subscribing. Same here.
No. Now, not going to do it. I don't think I got the thing you got, which is the get a new phone every hour or something like that.
It's the lease.
On the hour.
The lease. Yeah.
It's the lease.
I don't know.
So
don't know
the hype behind
iPhones on the 8.
There's also a 3D version of the pictures you can take that with the iPhone 11 Pro that makes your pictures look like they're in 3D. That I've seen, and it is cool.
So they use both cameras to give the illusion of depth?
All three.
Oh, they use all three?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm. See, that's cool.
That is
cool. And you don't need glasses for that?
Yeah. You don't need glasses.
Wow. I'll wait a generation.
Not 10 years.
But you know, at my age, that can be dangerous. You know,
Mike. The last time you said you're going to wait a generation was after your second marriage.
But for all you, all you, Andrew.
Sorry, he's in that mode.
He's killing.
I know.
All you Android fans out there, you're probably like
losers.
Well, you're like Samsung's had of 3 to 4 cameras forever. Like we're always catching up. I bow down to you because the Google Pixel, great effing phone.
Bow down, Carla can also give you a bikini wax.
The Samsung Note, it's
a surprise bikini wax.
It is a great phone. This is the problem. I can't get into a world where I don't see a blue message from another friend. We've talked about this before. They lock you into their ecosystem, so when you text someone, you want to make sure that they got the message.
Right.
So if you had an Android or I had an Android, then I wouldn't know if you actually got my message.
This is why it's annoying when we have a group text and Pony replies in green.
Pony, who hates the Apple Corporation, always has, always will. And, even though it affects his job adversely.
Yeah, exactly.
Shannon is here, and I want her to confirm that we do not fight at night.
Thank you.
Come on in.
She's fixing her hair, just like I do before I come on
the woman who's married to the Velociraptor.
That's right.
Shannon, they're calling me a monster.
Hi, you look lovely today. Aqua is your color.
Oh,
stunning.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. You look lovely as well.
Well, God bless you. Right back
you
at
two
you.
Break it up.
I thought I was talking.
Not anymore. Let me say this. Shannon, the guy said that when we argue at night, I say, hey, I don't want to talk about this anymore in a manner because, quite frankly, I'd rather just go to bed and then discuss it in the morning. Does that bother you? Because it bothers them when their wives do that to them.
Oh.
She's thinking.
This is tough.
It is. Bother me when...
If you guys have a disagreement, and the way it works in our house, Carla is very, very comfortable with being able to, we'll have that moment, and then she will turn in and sleep like a baby. And we'll probably revisit it. Sometimes we won't. I am the closer. I have to get closure or it drives me nuts and I will have a terrible night. So which category do you fall into? Oscar indicated that he can be having a disagreement. And if he's tired and he just wants to go to sleep, he can shut it down. We weren't clear on what side you were on with that. Does that drive you nuts if he does that? Or are you the same way where you can sleep well if you're in the middle of some disagreement or something?
I have to apologize because... I do feel like I would rather just turn in and go to sleep because otherwise, because okay. I mean, I've dated people who kept me up until the 3 a.m. and
right.
then I was miserable at work the next day.
Okay.
So I think
all right, so you fall,
healthy.
You both are in the same category.
Yeah.
All right.
And, this is why it's the happiest marriage in the world.
Also,
and they seem very content.
And also,
although he's a velociraptor monster.
Oh, she just kissed my
headphone.
Thank you, Peach. I love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Shannon.
We're on the same page.
Thank you.
Don't ever bring up your ex-boyfriends
Bye.
Again.
Bye.
Your chatty ex-boyfriends. Yeah. Talk.
All right, we got a break. Rob, you should wear a dress like that to work sometime.
That I have.
Fantastic. A little off-the-shoulder action. That would be great. That
I'm
would
a lucky be man.
I have my, we'll baby
you are
stuff.
A lucky I'm man. A lucky man. Don't you ever forget that. Thank you. We'll come back with something. I'm totally lost right here on the Mike O'Mara show. Oh, NFL. Get the NFL stuff ready.
NFL. Okay. Get ready, Commissioner.
Okay. Listen up. O'Reilly here, and you're there, and you want to get in touch with TMOS. You don't know how. You're out of touch, right? Lazy, uninformed, not good people. Well, who's looking out for you? I am. I'm here at the Factor, and we can hook you up. You can always email the show at rob@mikeomarishow.com. That's Rob, 2 B's, big head, not a good guy. The Yak Shack, anytime, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Leave a message. Be sexy if you want. Like, you know, I like voices. Talk slowly, ladies. You get my drift? Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Mail something like a letter or a parcel or a citizenship inquiry for Oscar. He's not from around here. We keep an eye on that one. And be sure to keep an eye out for my new book, Killing Mike O'Mara. Yeah, the plot involves $1 margaritas and a kid named Pony. He's very thin, nervous guy. The Mike O'Mara Show, always available and always looking out for you. This is Bill O'Reilly, and I hate everything.
That was great.
I'm Elton John, Rob's Bernie Taupin.
Love it. I love that one.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Hims. With age comes wisdom, but getting older can also be a downer in one area specifically. It's a fact that 40% of men by age 40 struggle from not being able to get and maintain an erection. Why do guys turn into weird solutions or worse, do nothing when they can benefit from medicine and science? Be wise. Check out Hims, H-I-M-S. Hims has real prescriptions backed by science, no nonsense, and made much more affordable. Just answer a few questions, the doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. Try Hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to forhims.com/TMOSED. That's a new code, so be aware of that. That's forhims.com/TMOSED. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information. forhims.com/TMOSED. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, that's forhims.com/TMOSED, and we thank you. All right, we didn't really get into the details now that the weeks are over, and tomorrow we get the, you know, the next week starting with the Thursday night game, so I want to know where we really are in our picks, the big money game we're playing all season in the NFL.
Click to click.
Are we bringing in the commissioner?
Commissioner's here.
I am here.
All right, very good. Whenever I do a Bill O'Reilly, I think I sound like O'Reilly. And we bringing in the commissioner? Yeah, we doing that? Yeah.
Not good, people.
Yeah. Hi, Maddie.
Hello.
How's everything? How's Maddie's Fatties coming? The new program we're going to put on the...
I'm doing a lot of research.
I hear
that. If you catch my drift.
Very, very easy. I like that. That's exciting.
That's right.
All right, so this is week 3 in the books. Where do we stand in the Oscar Rob Mike O'Mara competition?
Week 3, it's anybody's game, and I've noticed a pattern in which if you come in first 1 week, you come in last the next week.
Oh.
Oscar came in last this week, finishing out 7-9, brings his overall to 30-17.
Mm-hmm.
Rob came in second, 8-8, 31-16 overall. And Mike, high risk, high reward. You won this week, 9-7.
Yay!
You are now tied with Oscar overall at 30-17.
Wow. So, Rob's, you're one game ahead of
one
us.
One game ahead of
right?
us, and you guys are tied for second. Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm
it's very tight.
My research.
Tight.
I'm going to have to do my research before Nicky Diamond tomorrow. Yeah, there we go. We'll see what
get ready to win!
So, the big question is this. Has anybody switched up their methodology?
I have. I wouldn't be able to switch up something that I don't have any of.
Okay. Rob, what
I
did
know
you
one
do?
Thing. I will okay. probably be hard pressed to pick the Redskins again this season unless they're playing like Miami or the
you see,
Jets.
And that's the thing is that I'm now more than ever thinking of picking the Redskins because they've got to, just by dumb luck, fall into one.
Okay, and just a quick preview, Eagles-Packers Thursday Night Football.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What are your early predictions?
Oh, it's so hard with both those teams because they have moments of brilliance. And they've got the they got such a loyal fan base. They're intrinsic to the NFL. I throw a dart. I'm not even sure, and I don't pay enough attention to know. I will do my research. Do you have the line on the game yet?
It's moved from -5 to -4.
In favor of the Packers.
Yes.
And are they playing at Lambeau?
I'm looking right now. Give me a second.
Because I really do.
Lambeau now.
The Lambeau Rock. I think with those teams in particular, the home team advantage is very strong.
And last question about football. Let me ask you, being in Washington, D.C., our hometown, where our operation is based, we have been around the Redskins for a very, very long time. Have you ever seen more of a jumping off, I'm done, I don't want to have anything, than after the Monday night game?
People seem to be really reacting today. They're screaming about the fact that the Nats got a wild card shot. So they're very happy about that. They're grabbing on for baseball right now. And also, what is our lady basketball team? I can't
remember. Mystics.
The Mystics are making it to the finals again this year.
But I mean, as far as the Redskins themselves,
they're almost a non-issue at this point.
I'm watching social media and seeing, I'm over our dear friend Linda Gilmore, lifelong Redskins fan, saying, I'm having a divorce. I'm divorcing the Redskins.
I'll answer two questions. One, it's at Lambeau Field. So there you go.
Okay.
Put that into your equation. Two is that we have had productions here at Podcast Village for around the sports world.
Sure.
The schedules have been moved around simply because it's Gruden watch of when he's going to get fired. As if it's going to happen today, this week, or ever, but we've never had, I guess, environment to say.
So they're actually scheduling podcast recordings later,
sports,
so they can cover
sports shows. Right. Because if that breaks and they talk about it happening, and then it breaks after it's released, time wise, that news cycle's so tight that they're moving it around.
We're taping the show on Wednesday. Yes. If it hasn't happened by now, I'd be hard pressed to think they would be doing it later in the week, but you never know in the NFL. And you never know with little Danny boy, Dan Snyder, what's going to happen. All I know is that again and again and again, this franchise is turning off the people of Washington, D.C. And I think really just a couple of wins in a row, that's all it would take. Because sports fans are fickle, because I'm one of them. Fickle.
But it's amazing what they have done to what not that long ago was an amazingly dedicated fan base.
Oh, you couldn't get a ticket. It was stunning. And there was a picture of Danny Boy, little Danny Snyder, on the sidelines, and you saw him, and with his little Redskins jacket, his little pullover jacket, and he just looked like such a little.
Nobody likes to lose.
No, yeah,
that's why
nobody likes him.
That's why I like him when Buffalo wins. There's something about me, and for Maddie and for Jimmy, but for all the times that we, even growing up, you're like, man, I want that town to get a W, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's such a great town for sports. It really is.
It hasn't been the same since they lost the mayor.
Mayor Maciel. Is he a big Bills fan, Maddie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
He never played for them, though.
No. Football was not his game.
Right. He was a basketball player. Correct. Mike. That's right.
Remember.
Oh, that's right.
He got drafted. It's crazy.
Mad Dog Maciello. We got to take a break, and
I hope your father never listens to this show.
Me too.
Don't.
He only listens to Maddie's Fatties.
Yeah.
That's his pod. That's his jam.
You thought Mike Tyson was the only sports figure that bit somebody? We'll take a break. Mad Dog Masiello.
Oh, God.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, shoot from the key. Stay away from his teeth. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. I don't know.
None of you bitches got these exclusives.
TMOS Fruitcake. Hey, not that Cardi B. It's Cardi B from Balmer, hon. You better hurry up. I don't care if you're from Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Highland Town, or Pasadena. You got one more payday before the September 30th cutoff, and boom, bam, that's it, hon. Don't forget your auntie or your grandma or anyone you love. Heck, I'm taking one to Santa Claus down the ocean at the Winter Fest of Lights in November. Know what I'm saying? Miss Kringle loves some of Rob's fruitcake. Ow. You know, hon, they can't have crabs and beer all year round. So head on over to MikeO'MaraShow.com and get those last-minute orders in today. Okay?
We can fix that in post, can we not?
Fix what?
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The 2019 FabFitFun Fall Box is on sale now.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to throw the script away and tell you FabFitFun is great because of this. They give you real stuff, the full-size real stuff. All the stuff that comes in a FabFitFun box is interesting. It's wonderful. It's full-size. These are great products. Your wife, your significant other, and you, Dad, will like it as well because they have household products that are super cool as well. Carla legitimately flips out when the FabFitFun box arrives because she loves the stuff in there. Many products' individual value is more than the entire cost of the box. FabFitFun, what is it? I'll tell you. Shut up while I'm talking. You shut up! FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. No samples. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value over $200. I can testify to this. I've seen it. I've seen it when Mrs. O'Meara opens it up, and I'm curious, too, because that's the kind of guy I'm curious, Mike. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up. Start getting the box. For a life well lived, use promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 in great stuff for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com and use my code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box and do it today.
News.
Demi Moore's got a book coming out, so you're hearing her in the... in the news a lot. She has a lot
A book coming out.
She has a lot to say about Ashton Kutcher in her new memoir and in various interviews promoting it, particularly the threesomes.
Ooh.
Oh.
And cheating. Hey, how to sell a book, right?
Right.
Yesterday, Ashton finally issued a response. Maybe. We're not sure. He tweeted, quote, "I was about to push the button on a really snarky tweet. Then I saw my son, daughter, and wife, and I deleted it." He didn't explain, but everyone's assuming it was aimed at her. He followed up by giving out his phone number so people could text him for, quote, the truth. Okay, Ashton. But you
he
really
does
don't
stuff
get
like
the
that.
Truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get an auto reply saying that Ashton will, quote, try to be in touch. Don't expect much from the number. He gave that same number back in January, basically as a tool to launch a website called Community. By the way, Demi claims to have deflowered John Cryer. But he
really?
Says, yeah, he says not true. Here's John Cryer's
quote. I was your first.
John Cryer's funny.
Yeah.
He said, while I'm sure she was totally justified making that assumption based on my skill level and the stunned look on my face at the time, I had actually lost my virginity in high school. I believe you, Mr. Cryer.
Yeah, it was to Anthony Michael Hall.
He added, quote, I have nothing but affection for her and not a regret in the world. That's, you know, there's certain guys that are just kind of classy and handle themselves.
Handled it perfectly,
classy.
Yeah.
He confirms that, hey, Demi Moore,
how did they
go.
Connect?
Not sure. See, because he won't go into the details. I just thought that was fascinating.
Maybe he was one of the
craft
threesomes.
Services table. You never know. Who knows?
Yeah.
A painting of Channing Tatum. All right. I showed this to my wife.
Too. I'm listening.
A painting of Channing Tatum. Just sold for $6,600 on eBay. You know, you're like, wow, must be some kind of painting. Well, it's all right. But the really big selling point is that you see his bag. He's not wearing pants in the painting, and they've got it. I went to look at the painting today. The
just
artist
the bag?
Depicted the artist depicts
weird.
Him with no pants.
Okay.
So he's sitting there with like his leg up. And it's positioned so you don't see the twig. You see the...
Well, that's the opposite of what we got on the Righteous Gemstones this week. Where he said that t-shirt is not as long as you think it is.
It's a big bag.
Not a carry-on?
Well, I showed it to Carly. I said, Carly, you might want to check this out. She goes, elephantitis.
Oh, no!
Yeah, it was, you know, somebody was pretty obsessed with making sure he's... anyway, you know what I'm talking about. The Miami Dolphins are beyond bad right now. They're 0-3, and they've been outscored 133-16.
So no perfect season this year?
On Sunday, they played the Dallas Cowboys, and it wasn't even close. In fact, the Cowboys were so relaxed that quarterback Dak Prescott was talking about Wendy's spicy chicken nuggets in one of the huddles. They have it on mic. He called a play and then said, quote, oh, spicy nuggets are back. I might have to stop on the way home. There you go. That's when you know a team's done. He's focused.
It's
on
all
the
about
game.
Focus. Yeah.
Yeah.
How fun would it be to be in that huddle and be like, "Man, we're blowing these guys away.
Yeah. Yes.
What are we going to eat on the way home?
Yeah.
Right. Mm. Right. Spicy nuggets. They're all hungry.
Right.
Working
yeah.
Hard. Wow. Oscar's mom, take note. Here are five weird things you're not allowed to carry on a plane.
Oh, this is great.
Here we go.
Number five, cooking sprays like Pam.
Yes.
I mean, aerosols, that's a given. You're not going to do that.
Flammable. Yeah, I figure.
Baker's secret, Mike.
Yeah, but now it gets more interesting. Number four, pool cues.
Oh.
Again, because they're like a weapon. Hockey sticks, ski poles, and lacrosse sticks are also banned for the same reason. Hmm. Number three, cast iron cookware. You can't
really?
Bring that on a plane.
Why?
Because it's heavy, used as
okay,
a weapon.
Okay, true.
That's why you can't do
what
it.
What about a man grate?
Probably not, because you could use it yeah, as a weapon.
Certainly
gotta,
not a cast iron pool cue.
You got to check it.
That's right. Yeah, check cast it. Check
iron
it.
Pool cue. Really, really keeps your hands steady. number two, bowling pins.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw There Will Be Blood. You can do damage with a bowling pin.
But what if... Okay, what...
I'll come all the way over.
What if...
Eli, you afterbirth.
What?
What if you're a clown?
Yeah, I know.
Those
I,
are juggling pins. Difficult. Those are different.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Probably the same, though. You probably couldn't bring the juggling pins on a plane.
I think it's a judgment call at the discretion of the TSA.
And here's the weirdest.
Okay.
Number one, magic eight balls.
Oh.
Because of the liquid inside.
Really?
Really? I mean, and I used to travel with one all the time.
Can I bring this right. on the plane? Reply, Hazy, ask again later.
Oh, God, people are dumb. Anyway, liquid. That's it. Very
they
good.
Do look like bombs. If you don't think about it, it looks like a little bomb.
But a cartoon bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This, I just love this story. This is sweet, and my mom worked with kids with this same condition for years, so it's near and dear to my heart. There's a 10-year-old girl in Kentucky. Her name is Ryan Neighbors, and she has spina bifida. So she's been in a wheelchair her whole life. My mom loved her spina bifida kids. She really did. Her school recently planned a field trip to a state park that she knew she wouldn't be able to go on. It required a lot of hiking, and she'd had to skip similar trips before. So her mom was planning an alternate field trip for her, but one of the teachers at Ryan's school reached out. Jim Freeman teaches in the classroom next to Ryan's, and she's not even his student, but he volunteered to carry her all day.
Wow.
So she wouldn't miss out. Ryan's mom had a special backpack she can ride in, I guess that she carries her with.
Yeah.
And Jim strapped it on, hiked all day with a 10-year-old kid on his back. He downplayed it and said he was happy to help. And that's just one small example of how teachers work harder than most people realize. And that's just a great
story. Awesome.
I love it.
That is
those
beautiful.
Kids have a tough, tough go, and that's great. I love that. Now, on the flip side, we come to my state.
Hmm.
Oh, and what's that again?
Florida.
That's Rob. Right.
A 56-year-old woman in Port St. Lucie, Florida, just up the street, confronted her 72-year-old roommate earlier this month after the 72-year-old apparently ate a bunch of avocado that the 56-year-old had sliced and left in the fridge. The 72-year-old responded by sticking up her middle finger, so the 56-year-old grabbed more avocado and threw it at her. And some of it hit the 72-year-old in the face!
In her face!
And some of it stuck to the wall.
Oh.
The cops came and they found the 56-year-old woman eating hamburger meat and, yes, more avocado. She was arrested for battery on a person 65 or older. And I really stayed on this story for a while today.
Good.
And when I, what you'll know about news you may not need, when I don't have quality, I give you quantity.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So these are three bad jokes.
Okay, good, good,
right?
good.
She was arrested for battery on a person 65 or older. I guess she had a chip on her shoulder. See, guac and chips. She was green with envy.
Right,
sorry.
Right,
not
yeah.
good. And all I know is now that lady is toast. That's a thing now. Avocado toast. I'm sorry.
Those not only do I applaud your quantity,
thank
your
you.
Stacking of the jokes was
yeah.
perfect.
Thank you. Yes,
the order was exactly right.
The avocado toast being what the kids are eating now.
Millennials.
We'll take a break. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
For your consideration.
Brie, American, Gouda, mild cheddar, camembert, provolone, baby bell, parmesan, mascarpone, burrata, feta, ricotta, gruyere, asiago, gorgonzola, Havarti, Monterey Jack, Stilton, Swiss, Fontina, pecorino romano, and buffalo mozzarella.
She didn't name all of the cheeses, but she named enough of the cheeses. She's Madeline Masiello, the
yes.
queen of cheese, only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Love that promo. love that promo with Mad Dog's daughter. This segment of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Quip. What actually makes a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power? Space-age polymers? Multiple modes?
No.
If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush. Less about the brush. And more about how you use it. I've always said that.
Yeah.
That's why you need Quip. Quip is the electric toothbrush designed to focus on what actually matters for your oral health, healthier habits. Quip's sensitive vibrations and built-in timer ensure that you brush for the dentist's recommended 2 minutes, resulting in an even clean. Also, Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule. Simple to use. Simply put, Quip makes brushing something you actually want to do twice a day. So ditch the gimmicks and grab a Quip. Quip starts at just $25, and you'll get your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. This is a simple way to support our show and start brushing better. But you have to go to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill free. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, September 25, 2019, Rob Spiewak.
I am a man conflicted. It was not a couple weeks ago, a few weeks ago, when I sang essentially a 60-minute love letter to Ringo Starr. I said, thank you for that wonderful concert.
Right.
Ringo, stop. Don't go on Fallon and don't sing a Beatles song with kids' instruments.
Hold on a second before you play that.
Yes.
Is it not Fallon more than Ringo? Is it not Fallon more than Ringo?
Well,
Ringo's just promoting his stuff.
But you know what? Ringo does not need to say yes. He doesn't need the money. He's not promoting any new music.
Here's me taking the guy you love that concert of and telling him, what's the
No
song?
Man is perfect, okay? Just watch your ass, Richard Starkey.
1, 2, 3, in a town where I was born, lived a man.
And you know what? Thank you. Jimmy Fallon, you half-assed it. You didn't even try for Ringo. I know it's not Paul because Colbert got Paul, so you counter. And that's what happened is right now Paul is promoting his kid's book, which is called Grand Dude. Hey, Grand Dude.
Calm down. All right, calm down. Nobody cares. All right, go ahead.
I care.
I know you do. I know you do.
You know what that is? That's almost like the abuse of a senior citizen, what Jimmy Fallon did there.
I know.
Beat him up, why don't you?
You're going to have Nostalgia Corner tomorrow? You want to tease it at all?
No, Friday. Friday, and it's the greatest comedy ever made.
Oh, all right, hope so. I hope you're right.
I am right.
All right.
And
what year?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to let you be excited. I'm going to let you simmer in it for a while.
Already am.
It's in color. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
It is in color.
Okay. I think I know it already.
This is a fascinating story. What if you found a couple from Indiana who went to Canada and you accused them of leaving their adopted child behind? You'd think they're villains, right?
Yes.
You got to look into the story because they adopted this child from the Ukraine. The papers said the child was 6, but it was a 22-year-old woman with dwarfism who continually threatened to kill them.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh, my God. Wow.
She was hiding knives in our couches. She was talking about she was going to kill family members. She poisoned people. She put chemicals in the coffee. We were told in the medical paperwork that we had that she was 6 years old. She would stand over people in their sleep. She'd be standing in the middle of the room, and she would say, I'm waiting for the right time.
So you wake up. Well, first of all, you take delivery of the 6-year-old, and it's obviously a grown woman. Obviously. And then when you go to bed, you wake up, she's standing over you saying, I'm just waiting for the right time.
Hey, God. All right. I go to Canada, too.
I would, too.
Sounds like a horror movie.
I believe there was a horror movie like that.
Annabelle.
No, it wasn't Annabelle because that was about a doll. I would have
Annabelle.
That dog put chemicals in the coffee again.
Annabelle.
Get. While we're talking Canada, this week's Mike O'Mara Show 911 call of the day comes from Canada.
Okay.
Enjoy.
911, do you need police, fire, ambulance?
Hi, sorry, police. I ordered a chicken sandwich, and basically the owner, I told him right before I ordered, I can't eat tomatoes because I'm allergic. At that time, I was like, okay, you know what? It happened last week where I ordered something and it was to go, and I got tomatoes, and I told him I can't eat tomatoes.
Okay, so this has nothing to do with the police, okay, sir, much less a 911. Please don't call 911 in the future for fried chicken mishaps, okay?
Fried chicken mishaps.
Oh my God.
That's a smart lady dispatcher.
The Canadian Police Department actually put that out as a video to make fun of the guy. for saying this is not the reason to call
911. So stupid. Really, people like their food. It's a fried get
chicken.
Angry.
It's a fried chicken emergency. Hey, and you know what? Lindsay Lohan's still getting it done. God bless her. She's fantastic. Okay. She's released a song only on Instagram, and it's called Xanax.
I got social anxiety, but you're like Xanax to me. Yeah, social anxiety. When you kiss me, I can't breathe. No, I can't be in this club.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry. The bump missed it the first time.
Is that a real song?
Yeah, and I will say this: it's better than Ringo with kids' instruments.
You might be right about that one. Yeah, absolutely,
it's better produced. And we close with this. You know, there's all sorts of fun stuff going on in the U.S. government right now between Nancy Pelosi. She's fun. Donald Trump. He's our president. And Nancy Pelosi actually is now going behind this. I guess they made a motion to examine the possibility of an impeachment. And
well,
so
they actually she announced that they are actually going to be doing a formal inquiry.
An inquiry.
The transcript,
that's
the way, as we tape, the transcript has been released, and he did urge Ukraine to investigate Biden.
He
it's
did?
It's not looking good.
Oh, no.
Wow. Is this before or after they sent over that 22-year-old girl as a 6-year-old?
All I know is Lindsey Graham's out talking to the press right now going, that's another Lindsey. I wonder if he takes Xanax.
Let's hear it for Nancy Pelosi.
She's been very reluctant to do this, but once again, Donald Trump is doing what he does best, forcing a woman to do something she didn't want to do.
And there you have Jimmy Kimmel. That's your magic audio vault. Have a good Wednesday, everybody.
God, that's it. We got to get out of here. We are just a few days away from shutting down the Fruitcake Factory.
Midnight on Monday.
This is our biggest fundraiser of the year. This is how we make money to
please,
keep the show
please,
going
please,
for another
please,
year.
Please.
Listen to Oscar. He wants it. This is important to him. Make Oscar, make this little boy from Bolivia happy by buying a fruitcake for yourself and giving them to about 10 of your friends.
Like, that's what M-O-F-G.
We'll bring back Diego to help pack.
No.
Yeah, how about that? That'll be fantastic. Diego called the show. We'll see you next time. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
I want you not to go too far.
I'm just beginning.
Not funny.